Thousands are stranded in the Spanair shutdown. Roscosmos can exhale after a successful progress docking. And the ATSB is looking into a tiger moth crash down under. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, January 31st, 2012. A sudden unannounced shutdown by the Spanish airline Spanair has canceled 220 flights and forced a reported 22,000 passengers to make other plans. The airline blames its action Friday on a lack of funding. The government of Spain has laws requiring notice of such a shutdown and could fine the airline 9 million euros, or about $11.8 million. The Associated Press reports airline chairman Ferran Soriano says a failure to attract investment prompted the regional government of northeastern Catalonia to stop providing funds. The shutdown affects 2,000 employees and services provided by about another 1,200 ground staff. Members of the European Low Fares Airline Association say they will make open seats available on other airlines to get as many travelers as possible home with specially discounted fares. The offer is subject to seat availability and includes flights on Ryanair and EasyJet. Spanair promises it will have instructions for travel agents in the next few days regarding refund procedures for tickets on affected flights. The International Space Station got a delivery of supplies, including water and fuel, Saturday, as a Russian Progress M14M unmanned capsule docked with the station in orbit. The Progress ship had launched from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan early Thursday and arrived at its destination at just after midnight Zulu Saturday, according to mission control sources quoted by AFP. The Russian space program has come under increased scrutiny of late, following five failed missions in 2011. In October, following a three-month hiatus in the Progress supply flights, investigators pinned blame for a failed supply mission in August on negligence within the program after a Soyuz launch vehicle failed at stage separation 3 minutes after liftoff from Baikonur, causing the Progress supply ship it was carrying to crash in Siberia. Until commercial services prove ready to provide supply and crew rotation missions for the International Space Station, the world is pretty much dependent on the Russians for support. The station normally carries a crew of six. In an odd twist, investigators looking into the Friday crash of a vintage biplane in Australia had to halt their work Saturday because a 1930s safety feature designed into the plane was declared a hazard to humans in later decades. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation reports John Fisher and David Oxley, both members of the Maryborough Aero Club, were fatally injured when the Tiger Moth biplane they were flying struck trees shortly after takeoff at Maryborough. When ATSB personnel arrived on the scene Saturday, one of their first discoveries was that the plane's firewall contained asbestos. The naturally occurring mineral is known for its ability to insulate against heat and sound, but is now considered a hazardous material due to its role in causing certain cancers. The Courier cites police sources in reporting witnesses saw the plane burst into flames in trees at the northern end of the runway about 5 p.m. local time. It's not clear yet whether the fire preceded the impact with the trees. ATSB is expected to require up to a year to prepare a report on probable cause. Still ahead, a retired 727 will become an unusual work of art. An Edge of Space video brings fame to two Canadian teens. And a 152 is damaged after taxiway is apparently misinterpreted. You are listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your aero briefing for Tuesday, January 31st. I'm Paul Plagg. An instructor was flying with a student on an approach to an airfield in central Luzon in the Philippines in a Cessna 152. Absolutely nothing unusual about that. But this flight took an odd turn when a motorized three-wheeled taxi wandered onto the runway and into the path of the airplane. GulfNews.com reports the instructor, Quenny Gaviola, and student pilot Joseph Valador Jr. escaped with minor injuries when the plane grazed the ground vehicle at the conclusion of the cross-country flight from Las Piñas City near Manila. The aircraft's horizontal stabilizer was also reported damaged. The report, which originated with Bombo Radio News, adds that an investigation is underway to find out how the taxi could have gained access to what should be a restricted area. The station also reports a noticeable increase in accidents involving light aircraft in recent years, as more Filipinos take flying lessons and foreign students take advantage of the country's relatively low training costs. One of the latest viral videos on YouTube was created by two high school seniors from Canada who were inspired by Edge of Space projects using weather balloons. Their video shows a Lego man holding a small Canadian flag as he climbs to 80,000 feet, high enough to clearly see the blackness of space above and the curvature of the earth below. Since the video's posting on January 25th, it's attracted over 2 million views. CBC News reports Matthew Ho and his friend Asad Muhammad are both 17 years old and accomplished their goal for just $400 total. Ho says of similar previous projects in the U.S. and Britain, quote, "Right when we saw the videos, we were like, this is definitely plausible. We can pull this off too if we really put our minds to it," unquote. They searched online for cheap used cameras, specifically Canon models, which could be set to automatically snap photos every 20 minutes. The body of the spacecraft was constructed of lightweight styrofoam, with room for four cameras and a GPS-enabled cell phone to allow tracking after the balloon burst and the package fell back to the surface of the Earth. The parachute was sewn by hand by Ho and Muhammad. The weather balloon and helium were purchased. Weather forecasts for their original launch date predicted the package would travel from Toronto to near Rochester, New York, which the teens worried could raise issues with U.S. Homeland Security. So they waited for a day with winds which would ensure a landing site in Canada. That day turned out to bring freezing rain at launch time, but the mission was successful. The flight lasted 97 minutes and covered more than 120 kilometers. It was a week before the boys were able to locate and recover the downed balloon. The Toronto Star reports the boys are pleased with the outcome of the project, but neither plans a career in aerospace. You can see their video using an FMI link in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. And finally today, retired aircraft can face a wide variety of fates, from being salvaged for their expensive components and the rest scrapped, as in the case of the 747s acquired by Stratolauncher, to being left for decades in desert graveyards. But one Boeing 727 will be buried 38 feet below the surface of the Mojave Desert to create an unusual work of art. Bakersfield.com reports the Kern County Planning Commission voted 3-0 last week to allow Swiss artist Christophe Bouchel to dig the big hole on his property near Boron, California, connect it to a parking lot through a 400-foot tunnel, and then to bury the plane in a manner which will allow visitors to reach it underground. Structural engineer Derek Ruta, who's helping Bouchel with the project, read a statement to the board last Thursday, which says the artist, quote, "creates hyper-realistic environments that are, in essence, like walking into a mind at work," unquote, and has developed, quote, "an artistic sensibility that allows layers of social and political commentary to permeate within a uniquely contemplative space," unquote. Bouchel's plan includes leaving the surface of the desert above the old plane looking just as it did before the dig. The work of art will be titled Terminal, and while the Planning Commission may have had its questions satisfied, there will still be fire safety and other requirements to be met. A report in Bakersfield.com notes the potential to leave future archaeologists extremely confused. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.